our Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. More than 20 people are confirmed dead in Japan after a magnitude 7.5 quake.
Roads into the quake-hit Noto Peninsula are so riddled with cracks and gaps, and in some places blocked by landslides, that many motorists have abandoned their cars. With power lines down, some residents have gathered outside in freezing temperatures. Swaddled in blankets, they huddle around campfires. The severity of the quake has taken seismologists here by surprise. It's one of the strongest to hit Japan's west coast in decades. Lucy Kraft, CBS News, Hitachi Ota City, Japan.
So far, no reports of damage to any of the country's nuclear power plants. The FBI is reported to be involved in the investigation of a car crash that killed two people and injured several others in Rochester, New York. WROC-TV reporter Isabel Garcia says the crash happened outside a performing arts theater in the early hours of New Year's Day.
The crash happening just around 1 a.m. in front of the Kodak Center, and this became a large scene due to a fire which had erupted as a result of the crash. And police also say several gas cans were found, and to quote authorities, in and around the striking vehicle.
Police in Chicago are warning people who are buying things in person that were advertised on Facebook that they could be walking into a trap. CBS News Chicago reporter Audrina Sinclair has details.
Police are tracking a series of armed robberies in the Chicago Lawn neighborhoods. Now, in each case, the victims were trying to buy an item off Facebook Marketplace when they were swarmed by a group of men with guns demanding their property.
COVID-19 cases are on the rise nationwide, and the CDC says hospitalizations of infected people are up nearly 17%. Dr. Angelique Campen is with the Providence St. Joseph Medical Center in California.
Our volume has really surged, and I attribute that to not just COVID, but influenza, RSV. I'm not seeing as many people fully immunized.
A big loss in an Israeli court for the Netanyahu government. CBS's Ian Lee has that from Tel Aviv.
Over the weekend, Tel Aviv once again saw protesters demand the resignation of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He was dealt another blow. The country's Supreme Court struck down a controversial law that would have limited the judge's powers.
There's confirmation from the Israeli military that it is pulling thousands of its troops out of the Gaza Strip over the next several weeks. That decision is being seen as an indication that Israel is entering a new long-term phase of lower-intensity fighting against Hamas. Israel's been under pressure from the United States to do so. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I feel good. You're listening to a pre-recorded episode of the Devil's Advocates radio show.
To the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. Thank you, James Santel, former U.S. Attorney, host of Morning Cannolis. Make sure you check his show out tomorrow, 9 to 11, right here on the Civic Media Network. Always appreciate Jim coming around. Our last segment of the day, 844-967-2789. Stick around. The Maggie Dawn Show coming up next.
Dom, this is your last segment of the year. Some of us doing live radio next week, but you are not amongst us.
That's well, we'll see. We got a lot of things in the works, but my plan right now is I'm off next week,
so I should root for bad weather. Might reroute you back to a studio. I'm not cheering against you, buddy, but you know, be a little lonely here without you. But
I know you're working hard, man.
I will be here, and Nate will be doing live radio. So if we got some tremendous breaking news, like the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling for new maps like we did in hour one, or, you know, the U.S. Supreme Court failing to do the right thing and quickly, with alacrity, ruling on presidential immunity, which is asinine, but whatever. You know, if any of that kind of stuff breaks, I'll be here. I'll be your man. Dom won't. I will. Gary, welcome to the show. Gary from Sussex, our conservative love muffin, How you doing, Gary?
Yeah.
Hey, Gary.
I'm doing good. And Merry Christmas to both you guys.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, happy post-Hanukkah, too, because I got a lot of Jewish friends. A lot of my clients are Jewish guys. And I got rabbis and everything else. But back to business. All right. Hey, this Colorado thing. All right. So what they're doing is basically convicting Trump before he's convicted and say that he's broken the 14th Amendment and they're not going to let him on the ballot.
Which, well, he's not convicted, but yes, they did say he engaged in insurrection. And therefore, yeah, well, it's not a conviction. Yeah. He's not going to jail. He's not paying a fine, Gary. He doesn't have the privilege of being on a ballot because he engaged in an insurrection. But you go now.
Yeah. Okay. So the fact of the matter is they're disenfranchising all the Republicans that are going to vote for him. This will never fly. I mean, I don't like to use the word you guys because I like you guys, but the Democrats are just like, are they insane? What's going
to
happen?
What's this got to do with Democrats, Gary? These were Republican plaintiffs in the state of Colorado. This was a decision made by an independent judiciary, and Dom and Crute didn't have a vote.
Yeah, but the thing is, these people are Trump haters in a state that's a blue state. All right? This isn't going to happen in
Colorado's
any
a blue state suddenly?
Well, it's certainly not red.
Tell that to Lauren Boebert.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And is it your definition of red if they would have gone along and say, no, Donald Trump? Let me ask you this, Gary. Let's talk about self-evidence here, right? Donald Trump sat on his ass for 3 hours while his supporters ransacked the Capitol. Can we agree on that?
No, he said go out there to the Capitol, let them know what you're doing, but do it peacefully. That's what I heard.
Okay, but then, he did say that along with many other incendiary things, Gary. But then they attacked the Capitol, and then Donald Trump did nothing for over 3 hours, Gary. So can we agree on that?
Well, what was he going to do? Stand out there and put his hands up?
What he could
say, knock it off.
Yeah, he could have said, when he finally said 3 hours later, Gary, go home, we love you, you're beautiful people, what a wonderful day. He didn't do that. He let them ransack the Capitol for 3 hours, Gary. Can we agree on that?
Hey, what happened in the Capitol was in 2010?
Let's talk about January 6th. Answer
no deaths, no attacks on Capitol Police officers. They're not analogous, Gary, so don't even go there.
Yeah, come on, man. Listen, here's the point, Gary. I don't think you can defend Donald Trump's lack of action. If nothing else, his absolute lack of action, while his supporters ransacked the Capitol, attempting and successfully stopping the peaceful transfer of power. Gary, that's what he did. That's what Donald Trump did. His lack of action, if nothing else, would make him part of it, giving aid and comfort to, I don't know, a bunch of insurrectionists that he fired up. Gary, do you think Donald Trump has zero culpability on anything that happened on that day?
He might have been stuck in a bathroom with a bowel movement problem.
Gary. Let me ask you a different question, Gary.
No, I'd like to have an answer to that question, Gary.
He should probably went to the Capitol and stood out there and said, go home. He didn't say anything. His own kids told him, you got to say something.
And he did not.
You know,
for hours.
Of course not. But the fact is, he never told the people to do it. Because he doesn't say stop it doesn't mean that
come to DC it'll be wild.
We'll be wild. Come on, man. Right, Gary, whatever. Really, dude, all you right. Believe that?
If I do say really go beat that? Up Dominic's ass but be peaceful, I mean, does that take away the ass whooping, or do we look at the net result and say, you know, maybe you should have been a little more urgent when he said go peacefully, because he only kind of said it once at the end and it was sort of quiet. And the rest of the time, he's like, go fight like hell, or they're going to take your country away.
That's scary. Come on, man. In any circumstance, Gary, you and I would think, I got to believe, man, politics aside, if someone acted in that behavior, you're like, man, they're part of the problem. They're part of the reason why this is happening. Gary, do you give any does Trump bear any responsibility for January 6th in your mind, Gary?
He could have done more, but he is not guilty of insurrection.
If he is convicted, should he be excluded from the ballot? If he is convicted,
of course, Well, first of all, he'll never, ever be convicted, not under the Supreme, United States Supreme Court.
Well, that means they're partisan, Gary. There's a few more waiting. Merry Christmas to you, fella. Wisco Paul, what do you got for us?
Hey, Paulie.
Wow, it's hard to follow that one, but hey, I was done.
You could do better than that without even trying, Wisco. Come on.
Okay, I was down in Addison in 2010, and it was totally peaceful. No comparison between the two.
I let my teenage kids sleep in that Capitol, man. It was incredibly peaceful. Blue painter's tape on the wall. Come on, that's the worst they could say about us, is there's some stick 'em on the wall, Wisco.
Great day for Wisconsin. The Supreme Court ruled we're going to actually have democracy. Merry Christmas to that one. And Nikki Haley, 4 points from Trump in New Hampshire. So what's Trump say right away? Fake polls. Oh, there's Trump. I'm sick of Trump, by the way. Hey, you guys have a Merry Christmas, and thanks for your show. Great show today.
All right. No qualifier.
Thank you, Merry Christmas.
No
to you,
pretty
man.
Good. No really good. Straight to great. Tony the Tiger couldn't have said it better, Wisco Paul. Have a Merry Christmas, everybody. I'll be here doing live radio next week with or without that guy. Nate will be here. We'll take your calls. Stick around. The Maggie Dawn Show, then Pizza Box Mike outside the Pizza Box here in Madison. And Peach Waba doing the night lights, 8 to 10. Right here on Civic Media. Keep it locked. Happy holidays.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. More than 20 people are confirmed dead in Japan after a magnitude 7.5 quake.
Roads into the quake-hit Noto Peninsula are so riddled with cracks and gaps, and in some places blocked by landslides, that many motorists have abandoned their cars. With power lines down, some residents have gathered outside in freezing temperatures. Swaddled in blankets, they huddle around campfires. The severity of the quake has taken seismologists here by surprise. It's one of the strongest to hit Japan's west coast in decades. Lucy Kraft, CBS News, Hitachi Ota City, Japan.
So far, no reports of damage to any of the country's nuclear power plants. The FBI is reported to be involved in the investigation of a car crash that killed two people and injured several others in Rochester, New York. WROC-TV reporter Isabel Garcia says the crash happened outside a performing arts theater in the early hours of New Year's Day.
The crash happening just around 1 a.m. in front of the Kodak Center, and this became a large scene due to a fire which had erupted as a result of the crash. And police also say several gas cans were found, and to quote authorities, in and around the striking vehicle.
Police in Chicago are warning people who are buying things in person that were advertised on Facebook that they could be walking into a trap. CBS News Chicago reporter Audrina Sinclair has details.
Police are tracking a series of armed robberies in the Chicago Lawn neighborhoods. Now, in each case, the victims were trying to buy an item off Facebook Marketplace when they were swarmed by a group of men with guns demanding their property.
COVID-19 cases are on the rise nationwide, and the CDC says hospitalizations of infected people are up nearly 17%. Dr. Angelique Campen is with the Providence St. Joseph Medical Center in California.
Our volume has really surged, and I attribute that to not just COVID, but influenza, RSV. I'm not seeing as many people fully immunized.
A big loss in an Israeli court for the Netanyahu government. CBS's Ian Lee has that from Tel Aviv.
Over the weekend, Tel Aviv once again saw protesters demand the resignation of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He was dealt another blow. The country's Supreme Court struck down a controversial law that would have limited the judge's powers.
There's confirmation from the Israeli military that it is pulling thousands of its troops out of the Gaza Strip over the next several weeks. That decision is being seen as an indication that Israel is entering a new long-term phase of lower-intensity fighting against Hamas. Israel's been under pressure from the United States to do so. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that.
Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. the Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion into your local Civic Media radio station.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. the Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ+ veteran,